Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, as you probably know by now, this deposit return scheme is going to begin from tomorrow. So we'll have to pay 15 cent extra when we're buying a plastic bottle or a can. You'll get that back then once you recycle the empty product. But why exactly was the scheme established? How does it work elsewhere across Europe? In a moment, I'll be hearing from Mary Turner, who's one of our listeners who moved to Germany 10 years ago and has first-hand experience of adapting to a deposit return scheme. But first, Colin O'Byrne is with us, project manager with environmental charity Voice Ireland. Good morning, Colin.
Morning, Claire. How's it going?
Very well. Remind us why we need this scheme, why it was deemed necessary to bring it in.
Well, it was deemed necessary because of the EU's Single-Use Plastic Directive, which mandates that we have to collect 90% of plastic bottles, PET plastic bottles, by the end of the decade. And as far as anyone can find out, the best system or mechanism to do that is a deposit return scheme. Mm-hmm.
And how is it working across Europe? And where do we stand in terms of the league table of which countries have done it? Are we behind the curve, ahead of the curve, or somewhere in the middle?
Do you know, we're in a sweet spot. Just we'd be looking at a European place in football terms. So we're 15, right? There's 14 already have it. We're going to be number 15. And unless I do a Royston Brady on it, I think there's 27 states right. In the EU. So that's where we are. But I will say that in Ireland, A&R Thwaites in 1799, the year that George Washington died. Mm-hmm. It was a deposit return scheme, and they wanted people to bring back glass bottles so they could reuse them for their soda water at the time, not because it was an environmental initiative, because the glass bottles were a precious material that they wanted to reuse.
Okay.
So actually, we're probably the very first, if you want to look at it in that way.
Right, so we have form here and we have a good record. But in Sweden, they've been doing this particular thing with the plastic bottles and cans since 1982.
Well, that's true enough. I'd like to blame ABBA for that, but I don't think that would be fair. So the Nordic countries, yeah, they've been doing really well with this. They've been going Sweden since the 80s. Norway have been going on quite a while as well. They have an excellent system up there. Mm-hmm. And Germany as well, of course, have it for a while.
Yeah,
and
you'll understand, Colin, you'll have heard all the conversations around this. You know, people, retailers are nervous, small producers, some of them mm-hmm. who are with yeah. us here in the programme, they're nervous, and consumers are worried about it too. You know, will it work? What do mm-hmm. I have to do? Does it work? Yeah. Has it been successful in those countries that have done it?
Oh, yeah, it's been really successful. Like, if you look at some of the statistics there, you'll generally see, and across all the countries, there's sub 50% collection rate for plastic bottles before the deposit return scheme. Once the deposit return scheme kicks in, it starts going up. Like Lithuania, for example, they started in 2016, 10 cent deposit, 34% return rate before the deposit return scheme, 74% after the first year, and then 91.9% after the second year. So that's, you know, they're incredible figures. Mm-hmm.
They certainly are. And in Germany as well, first scheme introduced back in 2003, so 21 years ago or thereabouts, and they have a 98% success rate at recycling plastic waste, which is why we really wanted to talk to Mary Turner, who's in Frankfurt in Germany, and Mary's on the line now. So Mary, you're there 10 years. So
yeah. Good morning, Claire.
How are you? Lovely to talk to you, and thanks very much for being with us. Did it take you long to get used to this scheme and using it?
Not at all, no. I mean, you absorb it as just part of your everyday. You know, one thing that has happened to me is that we all almost go shopping mindfully and don't buy as much plastic as we used to.
Right.
So,
and that's
you know, when you go shopping, you buy your plastic bottles. But the thing in Germany is maybe different to other countries. They have this deposit on beer bottles, on glass bottles, on plastic reusable bottles, and also the aluminium cans and plastics.
Mm-hmm.
And as of the 1st of January 2024, they have a new deposit, on milk drinks. You know, those yogurty milk drinks.
Yes. And tell me how you manage it in your home. Like, do you have a separate bin now or receptacle for these things? Because that's the
exactly.
thing. A lot of people don't like the idea of yet another bin.
I think we're very lucky in Ireland in that a lot of homes have a utility room. So I envisage, you know, you just have to be organised, you know, with everything else. I mean, I have a memory of bringing back glass bottles in the 70s in the west of Ireland. You know, I remember, you know, deposit paid on all of these bottles and off you go. So it can't be that new to our mm-hmm. system. But you do have to be organised. So when you use your bottles, you need storage space. And you can't crush those bottles. At least you can't crush them with the reverse vending machines that they use in Germany in any case.
Oh, same here. Yeah, that's what we're told here too.
So you have a bag, like a laundry bag. Maybe this is an innovative idea for somebody. They could start manufacturing these, you know, like a stand-up bag. So maybe 40 bottles fit in there. Depending on what you're using, are you using cola or orange drinks or water? You know, some houses use a lot of sparkling water. Now, we've cut out the sparkling water since we realized that the test for tap water is much more stringent than bottles. But in any case, where I store mine, right behind, I've like a little press, and right behind where you throw away your general rubbish, and then you have your recycling, and the bottles are stacked on a shelf right behind.
Mm-hmm. And how
but
often then?
I only have like tonic bottles.
Do you go to the reverse vending machine on a weekly basis, or how often do you need to visit?
No. I hope you're sitting down, you'll get shocked, but I go maybe once every 3 months.
Oh.
Because you don't need to go, you know, it depends on what you're consuming. Mm-hmm. You know, like we rarely have beer in this house, very unusual for a German household. And the glass and the plastic is minimal what we use in this household. So I guess a house with children would use far more.
Right. OK. Well,
but when you go to the shop, you put your bottles into the basket, saying you have a bag, put them into your trolley, go straight away to the machine because you don't. You see, Germany has been doing this since 2003 with the reverse vending machines. But I remember in the 90s, you would go with a big bag of empty bottles to the till, mm-hmm. and the girl at the till had to sort through them.
Oh, no, that's awful. You see, that's what the smaller retailers are afraid of here. Colin, you'll know this, that, you know, there is an onus on both the consumer and on the smaller retailers here to put their shoulder behind the wheel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the retailers, and we can really emphasize with their concerns. They're at the coalface of this, and it's a brand new system, and they have any amount of worries sort of coming out at them at the moment. So, you know, there's a nervousness, but like we survived the transition from the punt to the euro, and we managed to go from getting plastic bags in shops to bringing our own. This, you know, it'll take a bit of time to get used to it, but as your caller said there, like we will get used to it,
and
everyone will. And look, every other country that the deposit return scheme is in place, it works.
Okay, well, look, Colin and Mary, thank you very much for joining us. I just want to mention, if you were listening to the programme on Monday, you might remember we spoke to some artisan producers and they were expressing frustration that many of the costs of this scheme are front-loaded and will be a burden on small businesses. So we had Jerry Scullion on with us and David Chemist Walsh as well. And Jerry was back on to us from King of Keffer. He was contacted by Return. They're the people running the scheme. They've said they'll be happy to work with any small producers challenged by cash flow implications of the new scheme. So hopefully they'll be able to work together and come to some sort of arrangement on that one. We'll take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.